Hello, welcome to Intimate Conversations with Shirley Cruz Taylor. Today, we'll be talking about a subject that I call sore spots. I had an awakening by surprise, as they usually happen. You know, you find things when you're not looking. I've been struggling with an unsettled spirit. You know, I always gauge how I'm feeling through pictures. I believe that pictures are truly a light into the soul. Although, you know, you don't need a picture, but for me, it became a project. And I wrote the Smile series a while, and this was during a time where I was coming out of a deep depression and grief. Lately, I've struggled with feelings that are, you know, somewhat dealing with boundaries, I guess. And boundaries is a new concept for me. I was not trained to know what this was and how to use it. So this touched a place that was sore. And sometimes, you know, when you're talking to someone and they may say something and have no idea that it hurt you or affected you deeply. And so I recently had an experience this week that helped me to see that some areas in my life where I thought I was healing and growing and it was gone from my spirit is still there. So I wrote a poem I wanted to share. And for this segment, I would love to have you let me know if you have any of these areas. It's called They Touched a Place That Was Sore. By accident, they touched a place that was sore. That hurt that no one knew about, you thought was not there anymore. You get up daily going through your day and get dressed. When others ask how you are, you say, child, I'm blessed. You're just doing you. You smile, laugh, and even play. It's not until a word is spoken that you didn't expect them to say. Then a pain hits you so hard and the feelings are so raw. What you thought was gone or healed was just numb and now begins to thaw. Who told you words don't hurt and just shake it off and move on? How have you packed your feelings down to be strong? Was it the donut or a honey bun? Did you go shopping, party, or have sex to have some fun? Do you grab the alcohol or your drug of choice? Was your sore spot due to mommy or daddy withholding their love or the word divorce? Do you use distraction, sadness, or anger to cover your pain or your sore spot? Were you in deep denial about how you felt that you didn't recognize and what was real, so you got? It's like going to get a massage and they touch all the places you didn't even know were tender. You try to breathe through it, just surrender. Well, that is what can happen as you go through your journey and not pay any mind to the leftover hurts from years ago, like a bomb in a landmine for others to accidentally find. Was it your sixth grade teacher that said you would never amount to anything? Was it that guy that treated you like you weren't worthy of a ring? Or someone said something and you just wasn't ready? That the words left you feeling emotionally fragile and unsteady? It could have been your own words that cut so deep, because during those quiet times when no one is around, feelings start to creep. Next time you get touched where you're sore, now that you know, what move will you make? Will you search deeper for answers and seek to face your pain because you've taken all you can take? Or will you maintain the status quo, using your energy to not let anybody see or just let it go? They touched me in a sore spot. So I wanted to share this with you. I'm going through some things, guys. And I wanted to ask, let me know, what is your sore spot? I would love for you to share. Until next time, have a blessed day and be encouraged. Hello. Welcome to Letting Love Live, Intimate Conversations with Shirley Cruz Taylor. I'm a serial entrepreneur. In addition to my businesses, I do have a family. I have two children. I live in the Houston area. I'm originally from Alabama, a country girl at heart.
I am starting my station because I want to help others reach their goals, whether professional or personal. And I am feeling some things I like to share about my gift of encouragement. I just love helping other people reach their goals. And I believe it helps me to be successful if I'm interested in the building and helping of relationships. I really enjoy that. And this is an opportunity for me to reach out and go beyond my comfort zone. And from time to time, I'll have a special guest slash co-host with me. And that's my daughter, Sydney Ariel Lee Taylor. Sydney, say hi.
Hi, y'all.
And so we're going to be coming to you and asking that you subscribe to our channel if you're looking for motivation, encouragement. As a coach, consultant, and artist, I write poetry. And so with all of my sessions, I will be closing with a poem, something to encourage the spirit. I will also be sharing stories. There's one, my next session that we'll be talking about is coming of age and the wisdom of women and passing that on to our young ladies. So thank you. I'll make it short for today, but I look forward to chatting with you and encouraging the hearts of others.
Bye.